out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
How are your relationships today? Personal, professional, could they be better? Welcome to Talk Time with Trish, with host Trish Ferrante and co-host Lisa Stewart. There are so many variables that affect our lives. What makes the difference in our lives is genuine communication. Now, here are your hosts, Trish Ferrante and Lisa Stewart.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, depending upon where you are across the world. This is Trish Ferrante, and welcome to Talk Time with Trish. Our show today is about improving communication for both men and women. Today we're going to talk about sweethearts and heroes. And did you know that about 40 years after Christopher Columbus discovered America, the word bully was born? And ironically, believe it or not, the word bully originally meant sweetheart. And 95% of all bullies get away with their bullying. But we don't have a bullying problem, according to Sweethearts and Heroes, the organization. What we have, in reality, is a lack of sweethearts and heroes. Sweethearts and Heroes is a one-of-a-kind anti-bullying organization. And this group, Sweethearts and Heroes, is working to create 16th century sweethearts. My guests today, and there are two of them, are the Sweethearts and Heroes co-founder, Thomas Murphy, and spokesperson, Jessica Aguilar. Welcome to both of you, Tom and Jessica.
Thank you for having us.
Sure.
Welcome.
And Tom, are you there?
I sure am. Thanks so much, Trish, for having us. I believe in letting ladies go first.
Oh, you're so sweet.
That's why he's one of my sweethearts.
And Tom, you are certainly a hero.
He is.
Well, that's just super. A great way to start what I think is going to be a great show. Question. Your organization, right off the bat, I'm going to ask you, tell us about it. Tell the listeners about what your goal is and what you accomplish every time you do a speaking engagement or work with schools, kids, adults, and so on.
Well, go ahead, Jess.
Yes, in this case, I will let you go first, sir.
Okay, beautiful. Well, Sweethearts and Heroes was born about 2 years ago. A friend of mine from college, former wrestling teammate, he's a 16-year veteran in Glens Falls, New York, as a teacher. And I've been a professional athlete for about 10 years. And he came to me because I had been doing a lot of motivational speaking, and he said, I need your help. And we put together this program about anti-bullying, and we really didn't know what we were getting into. And, we really have separated ourselves from the anti-bullying pack through this message. You know, there's some wonderful messages and presentations out there for anti-bullying, and a lot of them are awareness presentations, which is where we should always start with educating people to what bullying is, what it isn't. But we really have separated ourselves from the pack because of our unique action plan and really just the unique perspective that we have on bullying.
Let me ask you a question, Tom, because as I'm listening to you, my antennas went up, and I want to ask you, your buddy, why did he say to you, I need your help in the first place? Was it because of your skill set, or was it because he saw this need? And if he saw this need, how, why, what was going on there?
Trish, it was a combination. You know, he had an anti-bullying message presentation fall through last minute. And, you know, he knows that I like to get up and talk to kids and to adults. And, he recognized that I would be a good candidate for that. But, you know, Jason, we like to say, has been in the laboratory for 16 years. And, you know, I think we have some wonderful school districts out there, in America. But Jason really looks at things a lot different. And we in the anti-bullying world, America, you know, we hang up posters, zero tolerance posters, no bully zones, and we expect that a lot of those things are going to actually fix or help this problem. But the reality is, like you said, 95 to 96% of the time, bullies get away with it. And, you know, I can go into any school and hand any kid in a school a blank sheet of paper and say, hey, this is anonymous. On one side, I want you to write down five kids who get bullied in your school. On the other side, I want you to write down two or three kids who you think are bullies. Every child in a school can tell you who the victims or targets are, or their survivors, I sometimes refer to them as, and they can tell you who the bullies are. So how is it possible that almost 100% of the time, bullies get away with it? So, you know, Jason just said, we got to do something different. And that's where we developed a very unique message around anti-bullying.
Well, it's fabulous. I myself think that, A, what you're doing in any regard is just wonderful. But having been privileged to the information in pre-production regarding what you, Jessica and Jason attempt to accomplish, I think is just fantastic. No wonder why you call yourselves, you've coined the phrase Sweethearts and Heroes, because all three of you in my book are certainly, both of those things. So tell us about the program.
Well, you know, the program, really centers around the two words in that we call ourselves. You know, like you said, you know, just after Columbus discovered America, someone coined the word bully, which originally meant sweethearts. And that's kind of the first half of our part of our presentation. But the first part is our educational part, where we really teach people what bullying is, what it isn't. But really, we go into schools and we make bullies. We make 16th century bullies, because all of us, Trish, have had sweethearts, 16th century bullies in our lives that have made us better persons. I can guarantee, Trish, that you can give me the first name of the person in your life that was one of your 16th century bullies that pushed you to become a better person.
Yep.
You wouldn't be in that chair without that person.
Yep. I could not agree more. I understand exactly, Tom, what you're saying, and you're right on. You're spot on.
And, you know, Jessica has a wonderful story. You know, one of her biggest sweethearts, and this is where Jessica came into the picture with us, was once I heard Jessica's story, I said, we've got to associate ourselves with Jessica because of, you know, her prowess in the sport that she's involved in. But also, more importantly, you know, Jessica had one of the biggest sweethearts and heroes in her life, in her mom. And I love hearing her tell the story, so maybe she could rattle it off real quick.
There you go, Jessica. The stage is yours.
Yes, thank you. Actually, you know, and when I met, when I came across and Tom and Jason, you know, I had heard a little bit about their program, and obviously I'm passionate about spreading a good message and to help kids and anyone. But when they, you know, when they were teaching me, you know, about bullies and about sweetheart bullies, he said, who was your, you know, I was listening to the message and I answered them. I said, you know, my mom was my sweetheart hero, my first sweetheart hero.
Oh, I just got a chill.
You know,
especially because Mother's Day is coming up.
and for my mother, today is Mother's Day. So, okay. You know, She's a sweetheart hero to me for so many reasons. And, you know, she became a widow, when I was 6 years old. And, you know, it was, for her to raise her three kids. She didn't know English. She didn't know how to drive. She had never worked before. And, you know, she showed me so much, never to give up. And always to be a good person. She put us through private school, working, you know, two jobs. She learned how to drive. It took her 12 times. We would go on the bus to the DMV.
God bless her.
And she never gave up. So she learned how to drive.
Oh,
she,
so that's a great tip. Never give up.
She
never give
up. She never, she pushed forward and you know, she pushed forward. She worked and put us through private school. And 10 years after my father's death, my older brother was 24 and was involved in a car accident and also passed away.
Oh,
so she has been through so much. And my mother, she keeps going. You know, it's like this woman is, I mean, for me, that's my motivation. You know, there's things that we do in life and, we choose to do those. She didn't choose that,
yeah.
But she still, you know, raised us as best as possible and did everything she had to. So she's my sweetheart hero. She was my first sweetheart hero. And there's just been so many other people like that. But never like my mom. I mean, that's who made me and, you know, she made who I am today and she tried her best. And then I found, other sweetheart heroes that have helped me, my teachers and coaches throughout, you know, growing up. You know, I've always wanted to help people and especially kids. And when I found Tom and Jason and to see their passion and hearing that you know, what sweetheart and heroes is, we're making sweetheart heroes. We're not attacking the bullies. We're teaching, we're educating kids and people how to become better people. How to become better people
wonderful.
And how to, you know, help others become better.
As opposed to,
you know, awareness, you know, attacking the bullies or things like that.
Or ignoring.
One of the things I thought about.
When I go through my meditation process prior to any show, once it's determined that I'm the host, I sort of think about the concept that's before me. And one of the things that hit me hard was the notion that really what you all are doing or attempting to do is take the person who's either ignoring the situation of the bullied and the bully and getting involved in a preventative measure by being nice to begin with so that the bully isn't a bully or by getting involved on the back end if you see bullying occur, you know, if a student or a individual sees bullying occur, turning that situation around by becoming a sweetheart.
And with that, I mean, there's a very, now that you said that, there's a very unique message that, unlike any other anti-bullying organization that Sweetheart and Heroes has, and I would like Tom to kind of talk on our plan of action, which is, you know, similar to stop, drop, and roll.
And with that, we do have to take a break. But, Tom, you're on cue. You're in cue for when we come back from break to talk about the program.
Yeah, I'll just end on the sweethearts part because the program we'll talk about really comes with the hero's message. But you know, kids today are right in the midst of finding their 16th century bullies, their sweethearts, and they don't realize it. And that's where we as adults and teachers and administrators really can come in and raise the awareness flag to show kids that the people that they associate and attach themselves to at this formative point in their lives are so important. And,
I agree. You know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You are who you associate with. Birds of a feather flock together. You can take any one of those. But it is time to take a short break. And, Tom, we will come right back to you because what you have to say, I think, is so important. This is Trish Ferrante, and my guests today are Tom Murphy and Jessica Aguilar. You're listening to Talk Time with Trish on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Please stay tuned.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Are you continuously made fun of at school? Are you habitually harassed? Then you have been a victim of bullying, and it needs to stop now. Our guest today, Tom Murphy, is the co-founder of Sweethearts and Heroes. Sweethearts and Heroes is a one-of-a-kind anti-bullying organization that believes in educating society about the impact bullying has on our schools, neighborhoods, and individuals. Sweethearts and Heroes will ignite a student action plan in your school with the message, "Refuse to be a bystander, and you all have the power to be a hero." If you are looking for an entertaining, energetic, and educational program, Sweethearts and Heroes is available for workshops and school speaking engagements. To contact Sweethearts and Heroes, you can call 518-229-3367 or email them at sweethearts and heroes@yahoo.com or look them up on the web at sweethearts and heroes.org. That's 518-229-3367 or email them at sweethearts and heroes@yahoo.com or find them on the web at sweethearts and heroes.org. Talk Time with Trish is also sponsored by the 8-time award-winning Managed Care Concepts, where excellence is our only option. Services include managed mental health care, employee assistance, and drug-free workplace programs. With an emphasis on confidentiality, stability, and experience, we get results. Our individualized attention allows us to have a 100% customer retention rate. Our dedication, customer service expertise, high engagement and utilization rate allow us to go that one step beyond the rest. Managed Care Concepts is at your service. Talk Time with Trish is a proud sponsor of the 3rd annual Jackson Laskowski Keep Hope Alive Charity Golf Tournament, hosted by Tim and Michelle Laskowski. This amazing event will take place on Saturday, June 13th at the Westchester Country Club in Boynton Beach, Florida. The event will include a golf tournament, awards dinner, raffle, and live and silent auctions. Jackson is a 6-year-old little boy battling stage 4 liver cancer, and we are looking for sponsors and golfers for our fundraiser to benefit our nephew Jackson. You and your family or company can be a part of this very special event by golfing or donating sponsorships or items to help pay for what is not covered by insurance. You can call the chairperson, Michelle Laskowski, at 561-252-2933 or go to the website at employeeassistanceprogram.com to see the link for more information. That's 561-252-2933 or go to the employeeassistanceprogram.com. Thank you for your support and love for Jackson and his family. Please keep hope alive for our children battling cancer.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Talk Time with Trish. If you have a question or comment regarding today's program, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you prefer, you can send an email to info@talktimewithtrish.com. Now, back to the show.
Hi, this is Trish Ferrante, and welcome back to Talk Time with Trish. My guests today, and we do have two very fine individuals, are Tom Murphy and Jessica Aguilar, and we're talking about Sweethearts and Heroes, which is an anti-bullying or program that we're learning all about today. And before the break, we were getting ready to hear all about, Tom, the program and how you do what you do. So I'm turning the mic over to you.
Yeah, Trish, let me just say, we talked about the first part, the Sweethearts part, and I kind of end that segment by saying, you know, whether someone is bullied or not, everyone needs Sweethearts in their lives. But when we move into the hero phase, we're really talking about kids that are, we like to say the common thread of students in crisis or kids that make destructive decisions is the absence of Sweethearts and Heroes. And you know, that kind of segments us into the heroes portion. And we really believe in Sweethearts and Heroes that every single person has the ability to become someone's hero. And that comes from our ABC, action plan that we talk about. But I'll tell you, you know, Albert Einstein said it better than anybody could say it. He said, this world is a dangerous place to live, not because of evil people, but because of those who choose to do nothing about it. And that's the way we look at it. We say to schools and administrations, hey, the bullies aren't the problem. They've been around forever, since the beginning of time. They were created by the lack of love, by the lack of empathy, by, you know, people that to care for them. You know, what we really have is this lack of students willing to do something about it. And there's two reasons why they don't, Trish. You know, the first reason is they may be scared of becoming a target or a victim themselves. But really, the main thing that we've found is they just don't know how. And, you know, the reality is you only have 10 seconds to do what we call jump into action. The statistics show us that peers intervene less than 10% of the time. But when a peer, or we say when a hero intervenes within 10 seconds, it's successful over 60% of the time.
Tom, let me stop you there for a second, and let me ask you what that would sound like, an hero that intervenes in that less than 10% bracket. Tell me, give me a story. And let's paint a picture of what that looks like.
Sure. You know, it really comes out of our ABC message, you know. And, you know, the A stands for away, which we would teach kids how to get other students away from the situation within 10 seconds. If you don't do it within 10 seconds.
Tell me about that.
Sure. You know, I had a student about 6 months or so ago tell me a story, you know, that they took the A from our ABC message and they saw this thing that was going down, that had been going down repeatedly day after day to a certain student. And that student just walked up to those two individuals and turned to the kid that was getting bullied and said, hey, can you show me where Mrs. Johnson's room is? And immediately it defragged the situation.
Distraction.
It de-escalated it.
Distraction.
That's right.
Okay.
And,
so he didn't make a big, he didn't make a big deal out of it. He didn't say, hey, bully boy, stop your bullying. Don't do that. What he did was he segued the attention someplace else. Nice. Very nice.
That's right. And that's what the bully wanted, was someone to confront him. But the student didn't do that. And then to add icing to the cake, as they were walking away, you know, that hero put his arm, when nobody was else around, put his hand on the other student's shoulder and said, hey, don't worry, that guy does that to everyone. See, here's the problem, Trish, that the nature of bullying that makes it so destructive is the habitual programming nature of it. You don't call someone stupid or ugly or fat one time and they're bullied, okay? Most people can deal with that. But when it's every day, the student then begins to believe that he or she is the problem. And by just putting your hand on someone's shoulder and saying, you're not the problem, that's what keeps the child from making a destructive decision and hurting themselves, hurting someone else, or doing something really awful.
Wow. I would have never thought about it that way. And, you know, surprising for me to hear myself say that, but it's true. Just the idea of de-escalating the situation in such a mundane fashion.
So Tom, with the story that you just said, that kid used the A and B, which is, you know, our plan of action, and now let's talk about the C, which is confronting the situation. And there's so many ways that we can use the C. Tom, would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, you know, we didn't mention the B, which is the buddy portion.
Right, but he became,
you know, and that student, that's right, that student used A and B
and
collectively
B, correct.
Together.
Right.
But, you know,
the B is, if I may, the B is, I just want to make sure, the B is sort of solidarity. It's a form of solidarity with the potential bully-E. Not the bullier, the bully-E.
It's actually becoming somebody's buddy. The B is become, it's a It's a buddy. So
yeah, so it's a form of solidarity.
Ma'am.
That's
yes, ma'am.
Wow. Okay. Again, that's I never would have thought of that.
Hey, you know, Trish, I got it. My partner Jason tells a wonderful story. You know, he had a young man on his wrestling team and you know, every teacher has five kids that'll run through a brick wall for him or her. It just every teacher will tell you that. And so we call them our soldiers or teachers. Jason calls them his soldiers. And he had a kid that was on the bus that was just being viciously harassed by this group of girls. And they were every day. And Jason found out about it. And as a teacher, most of the time we want to just jump those girls and they'll say, well, we didn't do anything.
Right.
So what Jason
right.
did was he recruited this kid and he said, listen, man, I need you to sit by this kid who I know is not your friend and he may be a little different, but I need you to sit by him on the bus. So he did. And we didn't think anything of it. Well, 6 months later, Jason gets a letter from the kid's mom that was being bullied. And literally, there were tear stains on the paper. I get chills thinking about this story. And she told Jason, you saved my son's life. You saved him from his private misery. Just because he recruited that one kid to sit by him on the bus, and when the girls started, he said, hey, come on, leave him alone. You know, it was no big deal. And that's really the power of what we're doing. I go into schools and tell administrations, you're not going to solve this. And that's radical. I say, you know what? We're going to hand this to the children that know who it happens to, when it happens, why it happens, where it happens. They know it. They're the ones that are going to stop it. And that's the central theme of Sweethearts and Heroes. Is
so
empowering
so
students.
Let me just be clear on this. That when the person was recruited to sit by the boy on the bus who was being bullied, it wasn't one of those five girls. It was another person?
Oh, yeah. It was just one of Jason's soldiers, one of the kids that would run through a brick wall if he asked him to.
Ah,
you know?
Okay.
And he wasn't even friend. He wasn't even friends with the kid. You know, he just stepped up. We did what we call jumped into action and became that kid's hero. And he didn't even have to get into a controversy, any kind of controversy with these girls.
And that is super. And let me tell you what it reminds me of. When I was in graduate school, I was a substitute teacher. And the teachers in the school loved having me as a sub because I gained the reputation of that I actually worked with the kids and taught the kids as opposed to had them, you know, just sit there and wait until the teacher got back. So when the teacher came back to the classroom, work had been done. She didn't have to or he didn't have to sort of backtrack. And what I would do is I would take the kid who looked like, and unfortunately, or fortunately, depending upon what side of the fence you sit on, it was usually a he. And I would take the kid in the classroom that caused the most problems, and it was very evident from as soon as I walk in the door, and I turned him into my helper. I would literally turn the troubled kid, and it was middle school, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade that I subbed, when I was in graduate school, and I would turn that kid into my helper, and it worked like a charm every single time.
Beautiful.
So is that sort of kind of what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, most experts today, they want to teach kids long-term assertiveness. You can be strong. But really, when a kid is in crisis, that's not what he or she needs. You know, you can't say stand up for yourself. You know, Harvey Firestone, one of America's first millionaires, said never be bullied into silence. Never allow yourself to be made a victim. Accept no one's definition of your life, but define yourself. You know what? That is so powerful and it's great. But you know what, Trish? I don't think it works. It'll pump a kid up for a minute and say, oh, I got this great quote. I'm going to be strong. But the reality is when he or she goes back to their computer and they see everybody making fun of them, they're not going to be strong. They're going to be just as weak as they always were. But you know what? When a kid comes up and takes you aside and says, hey, man, you're not the problem. Wow.
Yep, that is amazing, and I can tell you that from a number of different mental health perspective, but I won't get into that right now. We do have to take a break, and Tom, when we come back, I want to hear about the C from ABC, so that's where we'll pick up. It is time to take a short break. Like I said, this is Trish Ferrante, and my guests today are Tom Murphy and Jessica Aguilera. You're listening to Talk Time with Trish on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Please stay tuned and come back and listen.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
Talk Time with Trish is proudly sponsored by Rachel Liu Gluten-Free Foods. Based in Long Island, Rachel Liu's gluten-free muffins and cookies are sold in some of the biggest retail grocery stores in the New York area and will be coming soon to Whole Foods stores in Florida. You can also purchase Rachel Liu's gluten-free cookies and muffins by going online to www.glutenfreemall.com and search for Rachel Liu Gluten-Free Foods, and they can be delivered right to your front door anywhere in the country. Created by a nutritionist using only high-end quality ingredients, Rachel Liu's gluten-free foods are 100% natural, meaning not only are they nutritious, they're totally delicious. To order, call 516-679-3033. Or visit the website, RachelLouGlutenFreeFoods.com. That's 516-679-3033 or RachelLouGlutenFreeFoods.com. Talk Time with Trish is proudly sponsored by Health International Products. Not only are they a sponsor, but our host, Trish Ferrante, uses the product herself. It's new, it's patented, and it's changing the nutritional supplement industry. Energy Eccentric is the liquid capsule within a liquid capsule that controls the release of the energy formula for an 8-hour period. This revolutionary product eliminates the negative side effects of the immediate rush you get from energy drinks and shots and delivers a nice, slow burst of energy and controls it for 8 hours. Energy Eccentric is being sold in retailers all over the United States, including Rite Aid, Kroger, GNC, Kmart, Meijer, Winn-Dixie, and coming to Walgreens in the near future. For a free sample, please call 727-576-4513 or visit our website at 8hoursofenergy.com. That's 727-576-4513 or 8hoursofenergy.com. Talk Time with Trish is sponsored by Henderson Behavioral Health. Henderson is the oldest and largest community-based, not-for-profit behavioral health care system in South Florida. Striving to be a community problem solver, we have carefully and intentionally focused our efforts on some of Florida's most urgent behavioral health and human services needs. Operating over 650 housing units throughout South Florida, Henderson maintains the highest level of CARF accreditation and has done so continuously for 20 years. Henderson Behavioral Health celebrated their 60th anniversary jubilee on April 27th. Talk Time with Trish would like to congratulate Henderson Behavioral on a great 60 years.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Talk Time with Trish. If you have a question or comment regarding today's program, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you prefer, you can send an email to info@talktimewithtrish.com. Now, back to the show.
Hi, this is Trish Ferrante, and welcome back to Talk Time with Trish. My guests today are Tom Murphy and Jessica Aguilar, and we're talking about Sweethearts and Heroes. And before the break, we left it out, Tom, in a place that I presume you can pick up with great ease and passion, the C of the A, B's, and C's of your Sweethearts and Heroes strategy. Let's talk about that.
Sure. Well, we call the C confrontation or confront, and let me be very clear. I am not specifically talking about confronting the bully because that doesn't usually work, and let me tell you why. Remember what I said. Bullies were not hatched out of eggs. They were not created, and usually what the bully wants is a confrontation. That's the attention that they're looking for. You know, I was down near New York City about a year and a half ago, and I always like to hear people's bully stories because, really, we all have a bully story.
You have a sister,
brother, a cousin, aunt, an uncle, someone that was bullied. And it's great. It's amazing. I can talk to an 80-year-old person, and they can tell me their bully story from 50 or 60 years ago. So after I got done this presentation, I had 800-900 kids, and this physical education teacher came down. His name was Tom. That's how I remember it. And he said, "I want to tell you my bully story." And I said, "Give it to me, brother." And he said, 1979, my first year teaching, he said there was this kid. He was mean, nasty, hit kids. He was just rotten. He said, after 2 weeks of teaching, I grabbed him by the throat, because in 1979 you could do that. And he said, I smashed him into a chair, and I had my finger on his nose, and I'm like, what's wrong with you? Why are you like this? And the kid looks up at him, and he says, my dad beats me until I go to school. He said, when I get home from school, he beats me until I go to bed. And he looked up at this silly gym teacher, and he said, what are you going to do to me? The hands that were supposed to love and take care of him, his father, had destroyed him. So when I talk about confrontation, I'm not talking about confronting the bully. Now, sometimes you may have to get in between two people if it's getting physical. But when we talk about confrontation or confronting the situation, we're talking about telling a teacher. We're talking about telling a friend. We're talking about getting someone involved that can
getting
help
involved.
You.
That's what I'm That's hearing right. is getting involved. Yep.
And that's hard, but you know what? That's why there's only one Superman, because you know what? That S on your chest is going to turn into snitch really quick. That's what you're called for, being a snitch sometimes. And I say to kids all the time, if I was back in school, I would be Captain Snitch, because I'm not going to let someone be hurt so bad that they go home and hurt themselves, hurt someone else, turn to drugs, turn to alcohol. And if it means I have to be labeled as a snitch, I say give it to me.
Well, and I agree. Unfortunately, though, in today's school climate, and I'm sure that you're well aware of this, no kid, high school, middle school, even elementary school, they just don't want to take on that role. They just don't. And from what I'm hearing, your program moves right through that. They don't have to be a snitch. What you're doing, I believe, is you are empowering kids, adults, you know, to be the best they can be. And that is an example of how he or she can shine, can actually shine. The example that you gave before we went to break, where you talked about what I called the, you know, deferring over, moving over into another arena, when you described what you would teach someone to do, which is to say, hey, can you tell me where, you know, so-and-so classroom is? That is unbelievable, I think. That is phenomenal. Something that me as a parent or me as a counselor would really not have thought of, if truth be told, would not have thought to use that type of skill or coping mechanism in an effort to distract the situation, just essentially just split the situation apart and take care of it. That is superb. That is absolutely superb.
And you know, Jessica was telling me a story the other day about when she was in school, when she was in private school, of a girl who was really in trouble. And Jessica's got a great story that what she did when she was in school. Maybe she could tell that.
Yes, I was gonna give actually another story that I just and the way it made me feel and why I continue to be that person, or I try to continue to be the best person I can. I remember, and this was in middle school, actually. The first one was in elementary, and I'll tell you that one as well. But this was in middle school. I remember this was in a lunch in the cafeteria. We were all in line to get our food, and there was this a kid on a wheelchair, and he couldn't reach his straw, and the kids in front of the line were making fun of him. And I saw them making fun of this kid that, you know, couldn't reach a straw, and he had just disabilities. He was, you know, he needed help. And I saw them laughing at him and making fun of him. So what I did is I got out of the line. I walked to the kid. I put the straw in his mouth, And I looked at the kids that were laughing, and I just looked at them, and it made me feel so good.
Yeah.
And the kids never did that again to him. Now everybody was started to help him because he was disabled. So for me, that feeling was like, with that little it was, you know, with me just walking out of the line and putting the straw in somebody's mouth because he wanted his juice.
And made
those people stop laughing. And then I helped those kids become better, because then I saw them again in the lunch, and they were all helping this kid that had disabilities. So for me, that feeling was like, and I don't say this, but for me, I was like, it made me feel good.
Sure.
And really, Trish, Jessica, you just hit on one of our key points. It just becomes contagious. Once you do it and you get that internal satisfaction, that feeling, and it's not about you, but it just becomes contagious when you help other people. You do it again and again and again.
Well, let me play devil's advocate here for a second, because I agree with both of you. But what if, Jessica, what if the kids would have turned not only back the boy in the wheelchair, but on you for having helped him? What would you have done then? Or what would you teach someone to do now with your training?
For me, I would say, you know, what's so bad? I mean, what did I do? I mean, I'm thinking, how would they come? They would probably laugh at me.
Right.
Which for me, it doesn't affect me, because I know that I did a good deed.
So if I can just be a warm and fuzzy, you know, person for a second, what you're saying is that your self-concept was so strong. You knew who
absolutely.
You were. So that's a precursor.
And this is how I felt in school, and I've always felt this. It's so sad that these kids are afraid of doing something that maybe they feel like, oh my gosh, what are my friends going to think if I help this kid that everybody's laughing at? But in return, it's a good thing, because it makes your friends, like, you know, and the friends that I stood, they were like, hey, where are you going? I didn't even say anything. I went to put the kid's straw. I remember this. And I came back, and they were like, that's nice. And so people started doing things that probably they felt like, oh my gosh, if I walk to that, like, that kid that's disabled, and I put, you know, they're going to make fun of me. I didn't care about that.
But let me ask you a question about that again, for playing for the exact purpose of playing devil's advocate. Were you one of the popular kids, or did you just simply not care?
I was an athlete, and my teachers loved me. And I was on different societies, and so I was always helping people. So
you were
people,
a leader, as you
so
are now.
People, you know, you the kids knew that I was in sports, or I was always trying to do something good and help.
And
when they saw me do that, it kind of, like, they didn't even say anything. Nothing was said. I basically just put the straw in the kid's mouth and kind of went back to my line. And after that, I saw that these kids started helping the disabled kid, and they became friends. You know, it was kind of like, not, we're going to make fun of him, or look, he's disabled and we're like, it's funny. No, it's, what do you need? Like, now they're pushing his wheelchair, you know, in the halls and, you know, things like that. So that made me feel really good.
Now, Tom, would Jessica's behavior, have been an indication of someone that you would choose as a soldier? Would Jessica have been defined as a soldier in your book?
Jessica is the type of person that we also do teacher presentations, parent presentations, and she's the epitome of the one of the five kids that would run through the wall for you. But the reality is Jessica was not the norm, and we don't speak to the norm. We speak to everybody else. I know I got Jessica in my back pocket as a teacher or as a student, but she's not going to be around every time. And her example to other kids is wonderful and it's powerful, but we go into schools as, you know, mixed martial artists and people that have been on some of the biggest stages in the world, and we make it cool, I think is what Jessica's saying, to help kids.
So that
we can start to empower those super athletes and those super students to do the same thing. But really, our message isn't geared to those kind of students. We're gonna have them, you know. Our message is geared to everybody else, and we give them this particular set of skills. We call them superpowers, that anyone can do them. You know, we're talking at a very broad level here of what we do, but we really get into it, and we show kids, and we go through examples, and we go through drills, and we do role playing to show kids that, yeah, you're going to look ridiculous, you're going to feel ridiculous, but at the end of the day, you have the power, whether you believe it or not, to become someone's hero. And most of the time, it's on a very unassuming, unintrusive, you know, not walking up in front of everybody. That's really the power of what we do.
Well, I love the example that you gave earlier, and I want to go back to that when we come back from break. But it is time to take another short break. This is Trish Ferrante and my guests today are Tom Murphy and Jessica Aguilar. You're listening to Talk Time with Trish on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Please stay tuned and return back to us.
Stay connected. Sign up for our newsletter. Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com.
Talk Time with Trish is a proud sponsor of the third annual Jackson Laskowski Keep Hope Alive Charity Golf Tournament, hosted by Tim and Michelle Laskowski. This amazing event will take place on Saturday, July 13th at the Westchester Country Club in Boynton Beach, Florida. The event will include a golf tournament, awards dinner, raffle, and live and silent auctions. Jackson is a six-year-old little boy battling stage 4 liver cancer, and we are looking for sponsors and golfers for our fundraiser to benefit our nephew Jackson. You and your family or company can be a part of this very special event by golfing or donating sponsorships or items to help pay for what is not covered by insurance. You can call the chairperson, Michelle Laskowski, at 561-252-2933 or go to our website at employeeassistanceprogram.com to see the link for more information. That's 561-252-2933, or go to employeeassistanceprogram.com. Thank you for your support and love for Jackson and his family. Please keep hope alive for our children battling cancer. Talk Time with Trish is also sponsored by Rachel Liu Gluten-Free Foods. Based in Long Island, Rachel Liu's gluten-free muffins and cookies are sold in some of the biggest retail grocery stores in the New York area and will be coming soon to Whole Foods stores in Florida. You can also purchase Rachel Liu's gluten-free cookies and muffins by going online to www.glutenfreemall.com and search for Rachel Liu gluten-free foods, and they can be delivered right to your front door anywhere in the country. Created by a nutritionist using only high-end quality ingredients, Rachel Liu's gluten-free foods are 100% natural, meaning not only are they nutritious, they're totally delicious. To order, call 516-679-3033. Or visit the website, RachelLouGlutenFreeFoods.com. That's 516-679-3033 or RachelLouGlutenFreeFoods.com. Are you continuously made fun of at school? Are you habitually harassed? Then you have been a victim of bullying, and it needs to stop now. Our guest today, Tom Murphy, is the co-founder of Sweethearts and Heroes. Sweethearts and Heroes is a one-of-a-kind anti-bullying organization that believes in educating society about the impact bullying has on our schools, neighborhoods, and individuals. Sweethearts and Heroes will ignite a student action plan in your school with the message, refuse to be a bystander, and you all have the power to be a hero. If you are looking for an entertaining, energetic, and educational program, Sweethearts and Heroes is available for workshops and school speaking engagements. To contact Sweethearts and Heroes, you can call 518- 929-3367 or email them at sweethearts and heroes@yahoo.com or look them up on the web at sweethearts and heroes.org. That's 518-229-3367 or email them at sweethearts and heroes@yahoo.com. Or find them on the web at sweethearts and heroes.org.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Talk Time with Trish. If you have a question or comment regarding today's program, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you prefer, you can send an email to info@talktimewithtrish.com. Now, back to the show.
Hi, this is Trish Ferrante, and welcome back to Talk Time with Trish. My guests today are Tom Murphy and Jessica Aguilar, and we're talking about Sweet Hearts and Heroes. And before the break, Tom, I want to get back to, we talked about A and B, and we touched on the beginning of C. I do want to make mention that we are in our final segment, and oh, that makes me sad because you two are just fabulous, fabulous guests with a great message. We have about 8 minutes left, and so wrap up for me in a great way, and then I'll turn to Jessica to talk about some tips and tricks that we can leave our listeners with. But wrap it up for me. Give it to me in a nutshell.
Look, Trish, 100,000 students last year, 100,000 students this year will leave school and will never, ever, ever, ever go back and will be deprived of friends, education because of this epidemic that we have. I did a presentation about 6 months ago, and afterwards, big auditorium, this teacher came down, there were tears streaming down her face, and she said, Tom, she goes, I just want you to know that my daughter's in 11th grade, a teacher. She's in 11th grade and she just left school and she's never going back. I can't think of a better way to wrap it up than to say, if we don't do something, if the bystanders, if the people out there, the students out there, do not jump into action, is one of our buttons that we give students, do something, jump into action and become someone's sweetheart or hero, this problem is never going to be fixed by schools or administrations. It has to be fixed by students. And I always ask people, I say, what do you do when you catch on fire? And every kid will say, stop, drop, and roll. So we as adults, as human beings, can teach a kid what to do when he or she catches on fire. You have a million more times chance to be bullied or to see bullying than catching on fire. And within a second, a kid can tell you what to do when they catch on fire. We have the action plan. We have one of the final recipes to help solve this problem in our schools and communities, so that when you ask a children what do they do when they see bullying, they jump into action, they use one of the ABCs or some of the other skills that we teach during our presentation, and they stop it. They help that child in crisis. That's what it comes down to, Trish.
And again, I just think your message is fabulous. And what came to mind for me was when I was telling my children about doing this particular show, my daughter, who was actually bullied as a freshman in high school, said to me, Mom, are you talking about the bystander syndrome? And I said, yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about, the bystander syndrome. So I think your message is fabulous, and it is different from what is typically taught and what is typically told to administration, students, parents. And I want to help. I want to join the bandwagon and help you get the word out and do whatever we can, our group, our organization here at Talk Time with Trish, to help you, because I think it's what you're trying to do is fantastic. It is absolutely fantastic. And with that, let's talk about some tips and tricks. Jessica, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, it just like Tom perfectly said it, you know, just jump into action. Jump into action, and it's not hard. You know, it's not hard. Just use, you know, one of the ABCs, and I know that we're focusing in on the schools, and because that's the kids are the most important. But everywhere we can use the ABCs, anytime, anyone.
And what are they? Say them again.
It's away, become someone's buddy, and confront the situation.
And what does away mean?
You just distract that situation that might happen.
Distraction. I like that.
You know, that might happen. Any bad situation that you think might happen, just distract it and make it go away.
Okay.
And just jump into action. And it's very powerful.
And the B is an example of the B would be, Tom, where you talked about the one young man saying to the other, not your problem. You didn't do anything to cause this. So it would be distraction, not your problem, and C. Tell me a C.
C, confront the situation, either by telling, you know, from a bystander point, if you know something is wrong and you don't want to, you know, go tell a teacher, go tell, you know, a mother, go tell someone that can, you know, change that.
One thing I like to say to kids all the time that don't want to go, you know, every bully has friends as well. Let's not forget that. And we may have grown up across the street from the bully. We may be that bully's friend. Well, there's nothing wrong with going to that bully in private where no one else, so you put them on the spot and you say, hey man, you know, you and I are cool. We're friends. We're on the same football team together. I saw what you were doing. And, you know, to so-and-so. And just by confronting that bully that way in a very non-threatening way, can be huge.
Yes, I agree. But what if the bully came back and said, you know, get the blankety-blank out of my face. I'll do what I want. What would the soldier do then?
I'm pretty sure that you wouldn't go confront that. Most kids wouldn't unless they knew that they felt comfortable. The bully was their friend. It was an associate. It was a teammate. I'm pretty sure they probably wouldn't go. But if they did, you know, there's nothing that they can do. I'm telling you. I mean, then you got to elevate it to another level. Then you have to take it and get some professional help from a teacher, an older brother, someone. But you're not going to change that bully. I'm telling you.
Tom, if I may, is to the C of A, B, and C's is to hit it head on, but in a diplomatic, soft, careful, way by either going directly to the bully and saying, come on, how do we turn this around? Or going to someone, you know, like you said, a parent, a teacher, administration, someone like that.
Yeah, you got it, Trish.
Ah, that's fabulous. That is absolutely fabulous. And I do want to, again, congratulate you and thank both of you so much for coming on the show. This is just great information. And I've got a few ideas running through my head in terms of who I might be able to give you some context to perhaps pay a visit or make a call. And before we close, I'd like to invite you to tune in to next week's show, which is The Self-Love Guru with Jennifer Masters. I'd like to thank our guests, Tom Murphy and Jessica Aguilera. And if you'd like to contact Tom directly, that telephone number is 518-229-3367. Again, 518-229-3367. Tom Murphy, Jessica Aguilar. And until next week, be genuine, sincere, and authentic.
Thank you again for tuning in to Talk Time with Trish. Please join us again next Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. This week, see what you can do to improve communication with those around you.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.